Hello and welcome to episode 263 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N at dailybrainwave.com. We have a listener theme week coming up soon, so send in any topic you want to that Sean at dailybrainwave.com email address for a chance to be included on the show. Today we continue Day of the Week week by seeing how Germanic gods won the battle against Zeus. Now, so far, this week is building on itself, so if you haven't listened to episode 261 and 262, you may struggle a bit with today's episode. Yesterday, in episode 262, we talked about how Saturday, Sunday, and Monday got their names. They were named for the ancient god Saturn, and also for the sun and the moon, because the ancient Greeks and Romans believed that these celestial bodies exerted their power on human affairs most fully on these days of the week. But now in English, we run into a problem. The English words for the rest of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, come not from ancient Greek or Roman deities, but from the far north. Tuesday is named for the Germanic god, Tyr, Wednesday for Odin, Thursday for Thor, and Friday for Freya. All right, what happened here? The ancient Teutonic people of Northern Europe didn't develop their own seven-day week. They still just borrowed it from the Romans. But they already had their own pantheon of gods. So rather than adopt the heathen ways of the Romans, the Germanics used the system, but changed the names to fit their own gods. They didn't just randomly assign deities, though. They followed the complicated astrological table that the Greeks developed, and that I outlined back in episode 261. According to that seven-day cycle, Saturn had the first day, the sun the second, the moon the third. The fourth day belonged to Mars. The fifth day belonged to Mercury. The sixth to Jupiter, and the seventh to Venus. Now, if we head to our go-to language for the week, which is Spanish, we can still see the direct Roman influence on their words for the days of the week. The fourth day, the day of Mars, is Martes. The fifth day, the day of Mercury, Miércoles. You see the pattern? Now, in the northern reaches of Europe, the regions that influenced the development of English, the Nordic gods reigned supreme. So the locals just picked the analogic gods and plugged them in. In Roman mythology, the ruler of the fourth day, Mars, is the god of war. In Norse mythology, the god Tyr is most closely associated with war as the god of heroic glory and bravery. So it would make sense that Mars Day would be, in the north, Tuesday. Jupiter and Thor were both gods of thunder, so Jupiter's day became Thor's day, or Thursday, and Freya was the Norse equivalent of Venus, the goddess of love and beauty. Interesting that they would both be women. Hence, Friday, Freya's day. I left out Wednesday because that's a bit of a pickle. Wednesday belongs to Woden. Woden's day. But Woden was a bloodthirsty Norse god of the hunt. His name literally means violent, insane leader. Poor Mercury, the one the Romans believed held power on the fifth day, was just the god of trade and online flower delivery services. How did they get associated? The answer is, well, we just don't know. No one is really sure why or how the people living thousands of years ago who made the Germanized versions of the names came up with that particular association. But they did, and somehow we live with it. Now you may be asking why, if every other day of the week is Germanized, why Saturday was left to Saturn, the lone holdout from ancient Rome. The answer is, Saturn was the Roman god of agriculture, and they're just wasn't a Norse god of agriculture. So I suppose the people who made the changes just followed that old adage, if you can't culturally appropriate them, join them. Thanks for tuning into episode 263 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions, and most importantly, your ideas for topics for the upcoming listener theme week at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Takes 2 seconds to send me an email. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topics. And, oh boy, I am not gonna lie. Those three episodes, episodes 261, 262, and 263, were more than a bit of a mouthful. I hope I did a good job explaining it all. But tomorrow, we're turning away from the days of the week and the status quo altogether by heading to France to see what happens when you try to change the number of days in a week.